ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरे पश्यत पुत्रका अजामिलोपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर सर्वेंट्स हु आर एज गुड एज माय सन्स, जस्ट सी हाउ ग्लोरियस इज द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड। The greatly sinful Ajamil chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy names. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There is no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The history of Ajamil is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Nameva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, no one can perform all the ritualistic ceremonies for becoming liberated. That is extremely difficult. Therefore, all the Shastras and all other Acharyas I have recommended that in this age, one should only chant the holy name. Hare Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was in New York, he had just started ISKCON in 26th Second Avenue. One time, a group of hippies came. And they were really not in a submissive mood to hear Krishna Katha. And one of them, the leader of the group, challenged Prabhupada. He said, Hey Swami, have you ever tried the LSD? Prabhupada said, No, I have never tried. And then immediately the leader and all of them laughed. And the leader said, If you have never tried, how can you say that there is something higher than that? Or LSD is not good? And as all of them laughed, Prabhupada was not to be ruffled by such things. He was immediately alert and he said, I have not tried, but here my students, they had taken LSD previously. But now they are chanting Hare Krishna and they are always staying high. And you can ask them, isn't it Roy Ayagriva? He turned to them and they got up and they gave a beautiful talk on the power of the holy name. So this pastime reveals, actually today's purport, it emphasizes on the same point. Prabhupada is writing one of his most famous statements, which we often quote in our lectures. Prabhupada is saying, there is no need to conduct any research on the significance of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Simply the history of Ajamil is proof. And therefore, Prabhupada also had the same simple formula. What is the need of research? We have the evidence of, Prabhupada would say, hippies are turning into happies. This is a proof that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so potent. And in our own lives, personal lives, we can see the power and mercy of the holy name. In Kali Yuga, what power can prevent the younger generation from their suicidal course? People, the social conscience keepers of the society, they are lamenting, oh, this is so unfortunate. But they have no solution because they have no positive alternative to life. And therefore, holy name is only shelter. And especially when we receive this gift of the holy name from pure devotees. And pure devotees, they make it all the more sweet. Devamrita Maharaj was once explaining that Prabhupada's most special contribution is that he gave two things which are very difficult to get simultaneously. First is, he gave us the four regulative principles. And Prabhupada would often say, these four regulative principles will not make you devotee, or it is not that it is transcendental. It is simply to get us to human platform. It is simply to make us a human being. And most of the spiritual organizations we see, they, at best, they make you a human being. But Maharaj was saying, Devamrita Maharaj was saying that Prabhupada has not only made us human beings from grossly sinful life, but at the same time, simultaneously, he has also given us the seed of Prema Bhakti. So this is most amazing contribution of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, we can see that Srila Prabhupada is a true Mahajan. And this is the theme of this section that we are reading. Basically, there are two themes covered in this section of the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto. And these two themes are, which we are reading today and yesterday also, about the holy name. Our holy name is most powerful. And the main theme that is being discussed is Yamaraj is telling his servants about the position of Mahajans who are giving us the holy name. And he gives a list of all the Mahajans and how we should follow their footsteps. Therefore, today we will briefly try to discuss the pastimes of one such Mahajan who, through his example and teachings, taught us to take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. And this Mahajan is Srila Rupa Goswami. Of course, we are tiny birds trying to measure the expanse of the sky if we try to glorify Rupa Goswami, but it is for our purification that we can speak a few words. We are all considered ISKCON devotees to be Rupanugas. Rupanugas actually means we are meant to carefully study the life and teachings of Rupa Goswami and follow in his footsteps. And Lord Krishna, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he wanted to understand the love that Srimati Radharani has. But in the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna actually did not give a lot of instructions. He gave 8 verses of Shikshastakam. But he personally empowered and instructed Rupa Goswami to give us the glories of devotional service and how to execute this devotional service. And we heard on Saturday a beautiful class by His Grace Brijvasi Prabhu, where he was explaining how we have difficulty handling our own mind in Kali Yuga. And Rupa Goswami, he was so empowered that he knew the mind of the Supreme Lord, that he could compose a beautiful poem and he could understand the heart of the Lord. And therefore, we see Srila Prabhupada also, he lived in Radha Damodar temple. Every day he would pray at Rupa Goswami Samadhi and he would take shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. And that's where he gave us this immortal Bhaktivedanta purports, his devotional ecstasies. Jiva Goswami, he gives the genealogical history of Rupa Goswami, saying that the ancestors of Rupa Goswami were from Karnataka and they were from the Bharadwaj Gotra, from the Saraswat Brahmin community. And in the 13th century, there was a very powerful king in Karnataka known as Sarvagya Jagadguru. He was a Brahmana, but he was very learned, he was a Yajurvedi, and he was very powerful and influential. And he had an illustrious son called Aniruddha Deva, who, it is said, had the beauty and spirit of Indra and Chandra. And he was a great scholar. And he had 2 sons. The elder son, Rupeshwar, was a great scholar. And the younger son was Harihar, who was the expert in military arts and science. And Harihar, he took over the kingdom. And Rupeshwar, that's when he left Karnataka and went to Orissa and Bengal. And there, he had one most illustrious son, Padmanabh Dev, who was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. And Padmanabh, he resided in the bank of Ganges at Namahatta, and he performed great devotional activities, and he performed one great sacrifice, and after which he had 18 daughters. His wife gave birth to 18 daughters and 5 sons, and the youngest of them was Mukunda Dev, who was considered to be one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. And Mukunda Dev had also several children, and the youngest of them was Kumar Dev, who moved to Bangladesh at Fatihabad, and he married a very chaste lady and devoted lady, Revati Devi. And they had many sons, and 3 of them were this most illustrious Santosh, who is known to us as Rupa Goswami, Amar, who is known as Sanatan Goswami, and Sri Vallabh, Anupam. So these 3 were their illustrious sons. And we know this pastime, how an unfortunate burden was placed upon them by the Nawab Hussain Shah. He told them to become the minister because of their being highly gifted, qualified, and they performed this service in Ramkeli. But their only mood was to serve Vaishnavas. That was Rupa and Sanatan's whole life. They would make elaborate guest houses and arrangements to serve Vaishnavas. They would have detailed discussions on Srimad Bhagavatam. And they created a replica of Vrindavan in Ramkeli. Just like we have a Vrindavan forest. So they had a Vrindavan forest where Sham Kund, Radha Kund, and in this garden they would constantly be roaming and chanting Krishna's names and crying in ecstatic love. This is what pure devotees always do. They are always absorbed in how to create the Vrindavan mood and Vrindavan atmosphere everywhere and in everything they do. And this is what Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing, although they were serving a Yavana king. Srila Prabhupada was in Paris, and Hari Vilas Prabhu says they were in a crowded street and it was completely packed and a lot of traffic was going by. And Hari Vilas Prabhu was looking at all the hoardings and the people and was saying, such an abominable place. As he was thinking like this, Prabhupada was walking and Prabhupada stopped, looked around, smiled, and a breeze was blowing, pleasant breeze. Prabhupada said, this is Vrindavan. So Prabhupada was seeing Vrindavan even in a hellish place like Paris. And we can all see this example that in Haight-Ashbury, which Gurudas Prabhu says is actually the capital of the hippies. It was thousands and thousands of hippies were flooding that place in the 60s. And Prabhupada had this beautiful Radha Krishna storefront temple. And not only that, he installed Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there. And they also had a Rathyatra. So this is Prabhupada's most unique contribution. And in that hellish place in San Francisco, one time Prabhupada was giving a class and people would ask crazy questions. And Govinda Dasi, one time she said, she was very reluctant to ask. But she, mustering a lot of courage, she said, Prabhupada, you have one time told us about some Lord Chaitanya's feeling of separation. Is it okay to ask this question? What is this? And immediately Prabhupada's eyes became big. He said, separation, Lord Chaitanya separation. Yes, yes, excellent question. Very good question. And then Prabhupada explained in great detail the mood of the Goswamis. And he was chanting, Hey Raja, Hey Braja, Devi, Kecha Lalita. And as he began speaking, and the Lilamrita description is there, after explaining for 5 minutes the mood of separation of the gopis, Vrindavan, and he was explaining this in Haight-Ashbury. And suddenly he went into a trance. And all these hippies, they didn't understand. They knew that Swami is in some deep ecstatic mood. They couldn't understand. They didn't know what it was. But they were just watching. And Prabhupada for a long time was absorbed in remembrance of Lord Krishna. And then he came back to external consciousness. So we can see Rupa Goswami, he was serving the Yavana king. And Srila Prabhupada, to please Srila Rupa Goswami, went to the Yavana kingdom. He went to America. He went there and he actually planted the seed of Krishna Bhakti in the hearts of all conditioned souls. And another very interesting thing is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were not only doing so much service and they were not only so much qualified, but their always mood was they were always feeling ashamed and contaminated. This is very significant. Generally, it's very easy to be humble when we have nothing. But Rupa Goswami had everything, and Rupa and Sanatana would always be chanting in this mood. And that's why we see Srila Prabhupada also writes in Kunti Maharani's prayer section that simply chanting of the holy name is not sufficient. There has to be quality to that utterance of the holy name also. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami's parents, they were very sorry that their children were working for a Yavana king. They were not very proud that our son is prime minister and home minister. They were praying to the Lord, release our children and let them directly serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember in one South Indian town, there were Brahmana colony community. And in that community, in one particular house, there was a big feast and a big program and big puja celebration. And then it was asked, why you had this celebration? And they replied, because the elder son of that Brahmin, he got a job as a secretary in one to the minister in Oman or some Gulf country. And they were so happy that he's gone to Gulf and he's working as a secretary there. And it was a big celebration. So this is the modern day Brahmins. But Rupa and Sanatana, their parents were wanting their children to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. And then we know this wonderful episode that took place. Lord Chaitanya came to Ramkeli and beautiful prayers were offered by Rupa and Sanatan. And then later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote a letter and told both of them to resign from government service. And Rupa Goswami left and he came to Prayag. And this is the second meeting of Rupa Goswami with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag. And there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed for 10 days on at the Dasashwamedha Ghat. And also, Kaviraj Goswami explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the heart of Rupa Goswami to give him the power to fully understand the conclusions and the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw them coming at Prayag, both of them paid obeisances and Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on their heads. And this is when Rupa Goswami offered this most wonderful prayer, which we always chant. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradvishe Nama. That the most munificent incarnation is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is giving us love of Krishna. And then he also chanted, Yo Agyanamattam Bhuvanam Dayalur Ullagayam Akarot Pramattam Swaprema Sampat Sudayat Bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mamum Prapadhe. He says, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are all in this material world Agyanamattam. We are completely mad because of ignorance and we are engaging in sense gratification. And in this whole Bhuvanam, in this whole material world, this is what is going on. Agyanamattam. But Bhuvanam Dayalur, you are the most munificent incarnation who has come. And what are you doing? Ullagayan akarot pramattam. And it's not that you have simply removed this madness, but you are making us more mad. Pramattam. And you are making us mad with what? Swaprema sampat sudayat bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mamum Prapadye. Swa Prema Sampad. You are giving us love for Krishna. This is your greatest benediction. And this Sudha, this nectar is Adbhuteyam. You are performing so many wonderful and most amazing pastimes by which conditioned souls are getting out of one kind of madness and becoming mad in ecstatic love. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mamum Prapadye. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances and I surrender fully at your lotus feet. So, this is also very significant. Devotees always recognize the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nithai, as having come and given us this rare gift of Krishna consciousness. When Prabhupada was in Caracas, Venezuela, a completely God-forsaken country, and there, Prabhupada entered the temple, he saw Gaur Nithai deities, and he began chanting, Parama Koruna, Pau Duijana, Nithai Gaur Chandra. Gaur Gopal Prabhu gave a beautiful class the other day on Sara Shiromani, and Prabhupada began to explain how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are giving us this love of Godhead, and it was an arrival address, and Prabhupada had not spoken, not even for 3 or 4 minutes, explaining how Gaur Nithai are so merciful that he broke down, he began crying, and the class ended early. And Satswarup Maharaj gives a brilliant purport to this pastime. He says it's not that Prabhupada just became ecstatic and he began crying because he saw Gaur Nithai in this altar. He compares Prabhupada with Akrura. Akrura was always in ecstasy. Akrura was always thinking of Krishna as he was going from Mathura to Vrindavan. And he was only thinking, when I will see Krishna, when I will see Krishna. And in that ecstasy, it took him many hours to come. But as soon as he came on the outskirts of Vrindavan, when he actually saw Krishna's and Balaram's footprints, and that is the time when he became completely mad. And he became ecstatic. And he started rolling on the ground, started crying. So, Satswarup Maharaj says, Prabhupada was like that. He was always absorbed in Krishna. He was always in ecstasy. But when he would actually see this most supreme manifestation of Gaur Nithai's mercy, he would be uncontrollable. And that's why many times we see Prabhupada crying in ecstasy and getting ecstatic symptoms. So, we see in this episode also, Rupa Goswami is crying in front of the Lord, offering most wonderful prayers and surrendering. And then they took Mahaprasad. Vallabhadra Bhattacharya gave Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after some time, Sri Vallabhacharya, the founder of the Vallabha Sampradaya, he came. And he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had wonderful discussion. They were discussing Krishna Katha and Mahaprabhu went into ecstatic. He got ecstatic symptoms, but he controlled himself because he was feeling shy. in front of Vallabhacharya. And then Vallabhacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and at that time, Mahaprabhu introduced Vallabhacharya to Rupa and Anupam. They had come to meet Mahaprabhu at Prayag. And he was happy that, oh, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, wonderful devotees, Vaishnavas. So he went to embrace them. But Rupa and Anupam, they offered obeisances from a very distance, far off place. Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhatta mili bare yaha duhe palai dure aspriśya pa mara muhi na chuiya amore. Now, Vallabhacharya wanted to go near them and embrace, but duhe palai dure, Rupa and Anupam offered obeisances and they began running away from there. And Vallabhacharya began running behind them. And Rupa Goswami said, don't come near us. Aspriśya pamar muhi, we are most fallen, don't touch us. Na chuiya amore. So they were praying like this, that don't come anywhere near us, we are most fallen. Actually, it is amazing. It's actually ulta with many, with us. You know, Rupa and Sanatan, they were actually very exalted, but they were convinced they are fallen. And in conditioned state, we might actually be fallen, but we might be convinced that I'm a very special devotee. And Vallabhacharya was surprised. He was amazed to see this behavior. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing, was sitting nearby. He was very pleased to see this behavior of Rupa and Anupam, that they were very humble and they considered themselves fallen. And Mahaprabhu immediately turned to Vallabhacharya and said, they are right. Yo na sparshiya yo jati atihin vaidikaya ghika tumi kulina praveen. Please don't touch them, he told Vallabhacharya. Because jati atihin, they are actually fallen. They are from a fallen community. And look at you. You are Vedic, Yagic Brahman. You are great devotee. Kulina, Praveen, you are most intelligent devotee. So, he was glorifying Vallabhacharya. And then Prabhupada writes there, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving a hint to Vallabhacharya that how glorious Rupa and Anupam are. And Prabhupada writes, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hinting at the puffed up Brahmins, and especially we have a lot of puffed up Brahmins in South India who are proud of being Brahmin by birth. So Vallabhacharya saw this and he was more surprised because he was saying that they are both very humble and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also saying that don't go near them. But he was, because he is a great devotee, he understood. Duhar muke nirantara Krishna nama shuni Bhatta kahe prabhur kichu ingita bhangi jani. Vallabhacharya saw that duher muke nirantar Krishna naam, they are constantly chanting Krishna naam, and then he understood. Mahaprabhu is saying like this means ingita bhangi jani. Mahaprabhu is actually hinting at something else. He is trying to say something. And then he understood that Mahaprabhu is trying to say that we should have this mood of being fallen and humble. One time, one photographer devotee, he couldn't do that service to Srila Prabhupada. And he was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, actually I know you want me to be in India, but I'm sorry Prabhupada, I want to go to West because I'm struggling. And he was saying in a very humble mood. And Prabhupada told him, okay, you can go to the West. And as he was going, he said, Prabhupada, I'm sorry, I couldn't fulfill your desire, I'm fallen, I'm degraded. He condemned himself. And after he finished, Prabhupada said, good, always remain fallen. So for a moment he was astonished. He was wondering whether Prabhupada is benedicting him or cursing him. And then he realized, when Prabhupada began to smile, that yes, Prabhupada is appreciating this mood of the devotee, that he was actually feeling that I am fallen. And then Vallabhacharya, he immediately told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are saying they are fallen? How can they be fallen? Duhar muke Krishna naam koriye nartan eduya dhama nahe hoye sarvottam. They are constantly chanting Krishna Naam. They cannot be Adham. They have to be Sarvottam. They are the greatest devotees because they are constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. And then he quoted this famous verse, Aho Batashva Pachato Gariyan E Jivagre Vartate Nama Tubhyam Te Pus Tapaste Jushashnurarya Brahmanuchura Nama Grananti Ete. That even one if is, even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, but if one takes shelter of the holy name, he is considered to be greater than all the Aryas, civilized men. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased that Vallabhacharya is recognizing the position of Rupa and Anupam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now began to offer a lot of evidences from scriptures glorifying the power of the holy name and Vaishnavas who chant the holy name. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see that Vallabhacharya is appreciating these wonderful qualities. So devotees, always have to see this quality of devotees taking shelter of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur always says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's famous statement that Swarup Lakshan and Tatast Lakshan, devotees have primary qualification and secondary qualification. Primary qualification is that they are chanting the holy name, and secondary qualifications like patience, humility, this might not come immediately. But we should have patience, we should wait. Because knowing that, they are Swarup Lakshan. I think in one seminar, it was Gaurang Prabhu mentioned that Vaishnava Aparadh takes place because of expectations of Tatastha Lakshan. That is the main reason why there are so many problems in relationships and Aparadh take place. Even Karmis understand this point. In Wisconsin University, in the late 50s and early 60s, there was a group of writers, men, male writers. They wanted to encourage each other to write nicely. So they formed a group called as Stranglers. Stranglers means they will strangle. They will come together, they will take each other's article and they will point out all mistakes. So much that the other person will get all the nice feedback and he will improve. But their own purpose was to find out mistakes only. So this group would meet every week, Stranglers, and they would discuss their articles. And as these men started doing, the women are not to be left far behind. So they immediately started another group called as Wranglers. All women writers. They would come together, but they had a difference. What they would do, instead of pointing out the mistakes in each other's article, they would point out only the good points. And they would meet like this. And 40 years later, today, those male writers, none of them have become writer of any repute. Whereas in that female writers group, all of them are well-known writers of that batch. So even from a material point of view, we can see that when we encourage, when we see positive, it's very helpful. And what to speak of seeing positive qualities in Vaishnavas and seeing their good points. And Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu displayed this again in Jagannath Puri with Rupa Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in the Rath Yatra, he sang this beautiful prayer which nobody could understand. He began to sing, "That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the Chaitra, the same Malati flowers and the same wonderful breeze from the Kadamba forests are blowing. But my mind is not here. I want to go on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. This is my desire." Now this appears to be a mundane love song of a lover singing. And only Swarup Damodar could understand. But Rupa Goswami, he understood the meaning. He understood what Mahaprabhu is feeling. And he wrote a commentary on this verse. And he put it on the roof of his thatched hut. And he went to take bath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He picked it up and he saw Rupa Goswami had written. He had written the expression of Srimati Radharani, what she is saying. And he composed a poem which read as follows. "My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna in the field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of Yamuna. Beneath the tree of forest there, I wish to hear the vibrations of the flute, especially the fifth note." And Mahaprabhu read this and he was wonderstruck that Rupa Goswami has understood what I was saying. And that time Rupa entered. "Prabhu deki dandavata prangane padila, Prabhu tanre chapad mari koite lagila." He offered obeisances. Mahaprabhu took him, put him on his lap and mildly slapped him and said, "My dear Rupa, how did you understand my heart? How did you compose this?" Rupa Goswami just lowered his head and he didn't say anything. Mahaprabhu went to Gambira. He took that palm leaf and showed it to Swarup Damodar. He said, "Mora antar varta Rupa janila ke mone." How does Rupa understand what is there in the innermost recesses of my heart? How did he understand? And what did Swarup Damodar say? "Swarup kahe jani krupa koriyacha apane." It is only possible because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. You have empowered him to understand. And immediately Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, you are right. Prabhu kahe iyo amai prayaga milila, yaha yogya patra jani yai, mora kripa tahoila." I met Rupa Goswami at Prayag. I saw his humility. I saw his qualification, Yogya Patra Jani, and that is why, therefore, I've empowered him with the most intimate mercy. We see that in Kartik 1932, when Srila Prabhupada was that time a businessman, he was in Vrindavan, and Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur saw that Abhay Charan is hearing attentively and was completely absorbed in hearing. And then 2 months later, in January, when Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur came to Prayag, Atulananda Brahmachari was the temple president. He introduced Abhay Babu to Bhakti Siddhanta and he said, Prabhupada, this is Abhay Babu. He is contributing so much funds. He is the one who helped us start a temple here. And he is getting a lot of life members, this. So he wanted to take initiation. And what did Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur say? He didn't recognize Abhay Babu for his donations and for all these qualifications. He immediately said, yes, I know him. He loves to hear. I'll give him initiation. So Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur also noticed this devotional qualification of Prabhupada. And later, the next year, we see how Prabhupada made this beautiful Vyas Puja offering, where he wrote this couplet, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, impersonal calamity thou hast removed. And Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur became so ecstatic. And he said, he knows my heart, and publish whatever he writes. So we see Prabhupada also understood the heart of his spiritual master. So another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to the Bhajan Kutira of Haridas Thakur, where Rupa Goswami was staying. And he said, Rupa, what are you writing? Let me see. And he picked up. And he saw Rupa Goswami's handwriting. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. He said, this is like a row of pearls. And what was the verse written there? Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labdaye karna krodha kadambini ghatayate karnarbudebhya spruham cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam no jano janita bhavad birkriyate krishneti varnadvai. I do not know what nectar is there in the syllables, Krishna, these two syllables. Because Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitanute, as soon as I chant this holy name, I desire to have millions and millions of tongues. Karana Krodha Kadambini Ghatayate Karnar Budebhyas Pram. And I desire millions of ears. These 2 years are not sufficient for me to hear the holy name. And when the holy name enters and dances in the courtyard of my heart, Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate, I become lifeless and my senses become inert. Therefore, this holy name is so nectarine. And as Mahaprabhu read this, Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. And one person, he began to scream. And even he became the most mad. And who was this person? Srila Haridas Thakur. Because he is a Namacharya. And when he heard this glorification, Shloka Shuni Haridasa Hoila Ullasi Nachitela Agila Shloker Artha Prashamsi. Haridas became so ecstatic that he started jumping and dancing in great joy to hear the glorification of the holy name. Because he could artha prashamasi, he could always understand and relish the holy name. And he said, Krishna namer maima shastra sadhu mukha jani namera madhuri aiche kahanai suni. Krishna nam mahima, the glories of the holy name, can be understood only when we hear from shastras and sadhus, devotees like Rupa Goswami. And Namer Madhuri Aiche, this kind of sweetness of the holy name, I have never heard before. So like this, Rupa Goswami had composed this most wonderful glorification of the holy name. And Mahaprabhu became so happy, he went back to Gambira. And next day, he came back to Siddha Bakul. And this time he was walking with Ramananda Rai, Saramam Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar and all his associates. They were coming towards Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur's residence. And what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing as they were coming there? Mahaprabhu was doing 2 things. Dui shloke kahi prabhur hela mahasukha nija bhakter guna kahi hana pancha mukha. As Mahaprabhu was coming, he was chanting repeatedly these 2 verses which Rupa Goswami had composed. Glorification of the holy name and having known his heart. And hela mahasukha, and Mahaprabhu was experiencing great happiness as he was chanting this verse. And the second thing he was doing was Nija Bhakter Gunaka, he was only glorifying his devotees, especially Rupa Goswami. And he was not ordinarily glorifying. Hana Panchamukh, he was glorifying as if he has 5 mouths. He He was glorifying again and again. Actually, Srila Prabhupada also encouraged his devotees to appreciate each other very much. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj was a young brahmachari, he had written a letter to Prabhupada saying that, "Prabhupada, you have saved my life and you have given me such nice god brothers like Gurudas, Mukunda, Shyam Sundar and their wives. And because of their mercy, I am advancing now." So as he appreciated their wonderful qualities, Prabhupada wrote a letter back. And in that reply, Prabhupada writes many things. And one very important thing Prabhupada is writing, that you are appreciating the service of your god brothers, that is very much laudable. This is actually a devotee's business, that everyone should appreciate the value of the other devotees. Nobody should criticize anyone. Because everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord, according to one's capacity. The thing is, Krishna wants to see how sincere you are in rendering that service. Then many things, and then he says, actually on the spiritual platform, the service rendered by a calf to Krishna and Radharani and her associates to Krishna, there is no difference. And he concludes the letter by saying, always maintain this position of subordination to Vaishnavas and appreciate and give respect to devotees who are engaged in service, devotional service. This will help you to make advancement. So Prabhupada appreciated he acknowledged the need, and he also encouraged his devotees to appreciate other Vaishnavas who are engaged in devotional service. So now Mahaprabhu and all his associates came. They entered and they embraced Rupa Goswami. And all of them sat and they told Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur, "Come, sit with us on the asana." But both of them refused. Repeatedly they were told, "Come on, Haridas, Rupa, please sit with us and let us discuss Krishna Katha." But they refused to come. They were constantly saying, "No, we are fallen, we'll sit down." They didn't come up. So Lord notices this humility, and this is actually most pleasing to the Lord. Hari Vilas Prabhu was saying once that when Prabhupada came to Paris, he was a temple president. And all the devotees are seated in the room, and Lochananand Prabhu was introducing all the devotees to Prabhupada. "Prabhupada is book distributor, he is like this, like this." And one devotee was very humble, Ghanshyam, one boy. He was translating Prabhupada's books from English to French. And he was standing behind the door, he was feeling shy. And Hari Vilas Prabhu came, he saw Ghanshyam is here, he told him, "Okay." And then Hari Vilas Prabhu said, "I thought I'm the temple president, I should go right in the front." So he walked right in the front and sat right just in front of Prabhupada. And Ruchananda was introducing and he said, "Prabhupada, this is this devotee and this is Ghanshyam there. He is translating your books in French." Prabhupada said, "Ghanshyam is translating my books in French? Oh, where are you? Let me see." Prabhupada was showing his eagerness to see him. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Acha, thank you very much for this service." And Prabhupada appreciated him. And then after some time, Ruchananda, while introducing, he said, "This is Hari Vilas. He is the temple president of our temple here." Prabhupada didn't even look at him, didn't just completely ignored. And Prabhupada continued to hear the other names. And Hari Vilas Prabhu said, "That is the time I realized that one has to be humble and one should not be eager to come right in front and dominate." So here also Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Rupa Goswami. And he told Rupa Goswami, "Now read that verse which you composed." But he was very embarrassed. He didn't read. So Mahaprabhu gave that verse because he had it. He gave it to Swarup Damodar to read, and Swarup Damodar read. And all the devotees started celebrating the good fortune of Rupa Goswami that he knows this. And then what took place is one of the most important historical incidents in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Ramananda Rai starts testing Rupa Goswami. And through this, it is conclusively established that Rupa Goswami is the recipient of Lord's most intimate mercy. And Mahaprabhu turns to Ramananda Rai and says, "How does he know my heart?" And Ramananda Rai says, "It's not difficult because that's what you did to me also in Godavari, in the bank of Godavari. You made me speak so many things. So similarly, you have empowered Rupa Goswami to speak most wonderful things." And then Rupa Goswami spoke this famous Shikharini verse where he glorifies Krishna and Krishna's holy name to the most best sweetmeat. And he says, "Let all the people in the world take shelter of the holy name of Krishna and be delivered." Now in that meeting, we should understand who were present. There was Sarabhauma Bhattacharya, who is considered the greatest philosopher. There was Ramananda Rai, the greatest Rasik Acharya. There was Swarup Damodar, who is considered as the greatest scholar of proper Vaishnava composition and to distinguish what is authoritative and not authoritative. There is Haridas Thakur, who is the greatest chanter of the holy name. And all of them unanimously agreed that Rupa Goswami is very, very special recipient. Externally, if you see, Rupa Goswami was not as intimate as the others. And Rupa Goswami was also sent to Vrindavan. But he was actually considered to be most fortunate here. Prabhupada, there was once time an argument between Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Arikesh Prabhu. They were serving Prabhupada. And it's a long conversation and pastime. And the essence was, Prabhupada came to know that they were discussing, and Prabhupada came and then Prabhupada said this famous statement. He said, always remember that a devotee who is 100 times servant of servant of servant of the spiritual master and is serving indirectly 100 times, he is in no way inferior to one who is directly serving the guru. So one need not be morose at having no direct service. It's not probably practically possible for everyone. But here we see Rupa Goswami, because he served sincerely, he could please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Ramananda Raya said, now Rupa, read that verse which glorifies your worshipable deity, your Ishtadev. And Rupa Goswami chanted, Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatir nakalo samarpaitum munnato jvala rasam shabakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sadarudaya kandare suratau vashachinandana. He says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give what no other incarnation has given, love for Krishna. And he's come with his golden complexion. And he glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty and his pastimes. And he says, may he always be there in your heart, in the innermost recesses of your heart. So when he chants this verse, Mahaprabhu immediately becomes angry externally. He says, Rupa Goswami, all your compositions are like ocean of nectar. But unfortunately, this verse is like an alkali, poisonous alkali. And by this verse, you have destroyed everything. And Ramananda Raya immediately said, no, my lord. Actually, his composition is like condensed milk in an ocean of nectar. And this verse is like a drop of camphor to enhance the sweetness of this ocean. So, we see that Lord was appreciating. Actually, he was externally angry. And then he continued to chant. This is very beautifully given in the Antalila, first chapter. So many verses with beautiful allegories and beautiful composition. And Ramananda Raya began. And Ramananda Raya, in between, he would scream out. He would say, this is not poetry. This is thunderous, continuous shower of nectar. And Mahaprabhu would repeatedly tell all the devotees, please shower your blessings on Rupa Goswami and empower him to preach. Therefore, we see that through these most sweet and loving exchanges in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the highest principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, that is, service to Vaishnavas, taking shelter of the holy name, and preaching, compassion, jivdaya, all these things are beautifully described for us to take inspiration from. And particularly as we discussed today, and also in the purport about the holy name, is emphasized all the time. And practically also we can see holy name is the only shelter. Indradumna Maharaj was writing in his diary of traveling preacher when he was in Sri Lanka after the tsunami. What an amazing description. He says, there was plenty of food available for relief work. Plenty of clothes. All the money came. But still people were miserable. And that colonel, that army general who was escorting Indradumna Maharaj, he said, we don't have any shortage of anything. But can you do something to lift the spirits of these people? They are so shattered that all this money and food is not helping them. And then Maharaj went to that one temple. There, small temple, and all of them were depressed, sad, and he had this group of devotees. They began Harinam. And 4-5 hours of Harinam, and people were so blissful. And they were so happy and contented. And they refused to let Maharaj and his team go back. They are saying, don't go, stay here. They didn't want anything else. Govind Prabhu was saying that he recently came back from Udupi in the train. He saw in front of him there was a couple, elderly couple. It was obvious that they are fed up of each other. They had not spoken to each other for years. And they were fighting and they were very irritable. But at the end of the journey, Dayalchandra Prabhu preached to both of them and he gave them the holy name. And as they started chanting holy name, both of them started smiling at each other. And they became happy. So, Govind Prabhu was giving the realization that holy name is what brings everybody together. And I think day before yesterday, one devotee was saying that, Prabhupada was saying that if devotees simply chant together in Guru Puja, all the differences between God brothers can be resolved. This is Prabhupada's quotation. So Harer Naam Eva Kevalam, that is what the purport says. And we can see nowadays cancer, heart diseases, kidney problems, the list is huge. Therefore, we can't take shelter of any of these things, especially at the time of death. Therefore, let us thank our unlimited good fortune of being saved by Vaishnavas and the holy name, and let us express our gratitude by constantly chanting and giving this gift of Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Since it's already 9, we'll not take any questions.